That's coming up at the end of September. Let's see, it's the 20, don't have a calendar here in front of me, but I do have the announcement. So I believe it's the 25th, the 25th through the 29th. So September 25th through the 29th. Go to their website, www.kingstonwritersfest.ca. You can find out all about it. Everything's in there now. So check that out. We'll be talking about it here in a lot more detail next week. So please tune in for that as well. And with that, it's about a half a minute after 5 o'clock. Welcome back now into the second hour of the show. And you are listening to Finding a Voice here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We are located in Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. My name is Bruce, and I'm here every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 o'clock. We do stream live online at www.cfrc.ca. And I don't think I mentioned it at the end of the second hour. I think I forgot, so I'll do it again here quickly. It's just a reminder that both hours of this show every week are uploaded to my blog space for it and will remain there for 3 years at Finding a Voice on cfrcfm.wordpress.com. So if you missed part or even all of the first hour and want to catch that poetry or portions of it again or whatever, you will find it there. I usually get that done about 7 o'clock. I don't know if I already said that, but anyway, I'll just mention briefly, too, in case you tuned in late, what you would have heard in the first hour was the first part from a May 26th and the third installment of a new poetry music series envisioned and organized by Wanda Pramsma called Driftline. And you would have heard the two poets, Chris Turnbull and Phil Hall. The event was held at Musiki. And now coming up in this hour, you're going to hear the musical portion of that event with a trio calling themselves Foster Shea and Sudak, for good reason, because they are Christina Foster, Savannah Shea, and Anna Sudak. And they will be performing both original works and covers. And as I mentioned in the first hour, Joshua Brennan emceed both hours that evening. And so as we begin to go into it, just my usual start of the hour announcement, and it is that occasionally some poetry, music, or spoken word played on this show may contain strong language, but it's all played in its entirety with content unedited to honor the creative integrity of both the author and the piece. So here again, as just the final intro to it, coming up, the musical portion of that event that evening, again called Driftline, you're going to hear Christina Foster, Savannah Shea, and Anna Sudak performing both original works and covers. Again, Joshua Brennan emceed both hours that evening, and again, that was held at Musiki here in Kingston. And tell you what, let's go ahead and jump right back into the event that night. It was a wonderful event. Here you go. I hope you're enjoying it. Here we go.
So we've been able to indulge in a little bit of poetry here. Now we've got the musical portion of our evening featuring Foster, Shea, and Sudak. They all grew up within 30 kilometers of each other in very different families, each filled with music and laughter, and each producing a sensitive, perceptive, expressive daughter with excellent pitch and impeccable taste. These daughters grew into three powerhouse singers who forged unique paths in the same direction toward a life with music at its centerpiece. Their respective careers span decades, cities, bands, ensembles, solo projects, private trials, and public triumphs.
Not yet.
As a trio, they have found a home for some of their most personal, original work and a place to party with beloved songs by artists from all over the musical map. It is my very great pleasure to introduce Foster, Shea, and Sudak.
Who did that?
That was definitely you.
That was a poetic, I would say.
Yeah, Anna.
Are you both
that.
Looking at me or each other?
You.
Definitely looking at you.
Cat's out of the bag. I wrote the bio.
I have so many questions for the poets, but I don't know if it's... We should maybe play and then talk, because we just got here. And they're expecting music. What
go
do you think?
I mean, go ahead, ask
I guess I just want to know, what do you want from the audience? Like, what's the best possible response to your poetry? Like, is it the quiet hush? Like, is that really hit? Or is it, like, the roar of standing ovation? Like,
I just gasp?
Yeah.
I bet a gasp feels good.
You can each answer individually if you're comfortable. But what's, like, the best version of a audience response you've ever received?
That's heavy duty.
Is that too big a question?
They're poets. Give them a minute.
Well, they don't throw anything.
That's good.
And sometimes they come up on stage.
Oh.
Yes.
And you like it.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so we don't have like a best example, just a few things we don't really want.
All right. Kids are the best listeners.
Oh.
Because when you read to them, they go like this.
Aww.
They just kind of lean sideways. And you know they're just absorbing.
That's beautiful. Okay, thank you. I really was curious. How about you? What do you think? Best response?
I like when I... speak up.
Oh.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's helpful, yeah.
It's helpful. Mm-hmm. The odd gasp isn't I would refuse that.
Yeah. Is there a bad way to gasp? Like a
I don't think there's a bad way to gasp.
Like whatever.
Yeah.
Someone wants to express
it. Right.
Gasp, I think they should.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah. We each brought a cover forward and then an original piece of music. So we're going to start with me. And this is one of the first songs that we sang as a trio together. And it's a song by an amazing artist, Jacob Collier, also Lizzie McAlpine and John Mayer. And it's called Never Gonna Be Alone.
Of sunlight in my room, on the carpet where I held you for a moment in June. There was something so sweet about it, never been so unguarded, and it made me fall for you. There's a tree that me back to the door. You'll be right where I left you, sitting on the floor. Now I'm never gonna be alone. There's a patch of sunlight in my room, on the carpet where I held you for a moment.
Thank you. All right, we're in it now. We're locked in.
How's the volume?
Good.
How's the mix?
Okay. Give us some constructive criticism. No, just kidding.
Give us what?
Some constructive.
How's the songwriting? Because
yeah.
we didn't write that one,
yeah.
so we're open to criticism about that one.
As a poet, does it? Now I just have questions for you guys. Does it take one poem to get kind of into it? Like I feel like, okay, now I'm in it. Does it take the same for you?
It takes music.
It takes music.
Oh,
okay. Interesting. Okay, so this is an original.
Okay, that's very poetic answer, by the way.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And a huh. I like the huh. I like that one. This is one of my originals. It's called The Pieces You Keep. And I wrote it after my grandmother passed away. All the cousins congregated at our house, and we were each tasked with different things in terms of managing the house. And my task was to go through all of her clothing and all of her closets. And I had done this before as a kid because, you know, it's like you go through your grandma's leg and you put on her dress and you're like, oh, look, I'm an old-timey lady or whatever. when you're like a kid. And
I'm
then,
going to Florida.
Yeah. And she did have like a sort of a scandalous like a chest with some very long lacy negligee type things that I didn't find until after she passed away. I was like, Grandma, let's go. But one of the things I found is that all of her pockets had Kleenex in them, every single pocket. And so this song sort of inspired, it's like, what happens to all the stuff that we have, all the pieces, and I have all this stuff. Like I collect stones and, you know, I constantly am writing in journals and hoping that someone will read it, and, you know. So this is what that's about. Is that,
yeah,
feel well explained as people who know the song?
Kleenex doesn't last.
It does not. That'll compost.
Negligees are forever.
I loved you before I died.
Yeah.
If you're curious what I kept, I got some sweaters. I got
Kleenex.
I know, I didn't keep any of the Kleenex.
You didn't keep the Kleenex?
No. Got some art. I got some art. I got the picture that I painted for her that she hung on her wall. Now I have it back. Anyway, there's a few things.
All right, Chapinski, what are you bringing to the table here?
Yeah.
Christina calls me Chapinski because her partner's got some guy, some girl. You know what? Your intro was better. Yeah. Your intro was stronger. Okay, one time I played here with my shoes off, and I touched the microphone with my lip, and I had a shock. And I'm scared that that's going to happen again, but I do want to take my shoes off.
You want to test it. You want to test it.
I will try it.
Do it.
This is real. This is art.
It'll be fine.
I didn't get one. Okay. Oh! This is art. So this is my cover that I brought to the group, and it's a pain in the ass. Sometimes it makes me embarrassed because my hands do funny. Don't proper it.
Well, and some songs are like ready, right? Some songs are just like ready to be like bleh, out there. Pardon that sound. Really cool. And then some songs are not as easy.
Yeah,
to bring forth.
Bless. Yeah.
And this is a weird one, in like the best way.
Yeah, it's just a song I've always really been fond of.
There you go.
All right. It's from the Still Crazy After All These Years album of Paul Simon. Jesus. We were married on a rainy day. The sky was yellow and the grass was gray. We signed the papers and we drove away. I do it for your love. The room was musty and the pipes were old. I do it for your love. Found a rug in an old junk shop. Brought it home to you. Along the way, the colors ran the orange blend.
I do it for
you.
Do you feel embarrassed? Because you have no reason to.
Embarrassed?
Yeah, you said sometimes this song embarrasses me.
I don't. Nope, I don't.
That's good.
I feel proud and accomplished.
That's excellent.
Yeah, we addressed.
But there's still time.
Oh, no, no, no. Come on now.
The night is young.
The night is young and full of...
Well, we're ready for your words.
Chords. My words are up next. This is an original song of mine. It's called Do It Again. I wouldn't mind a little sip of my water. Or yours.
My water?
Here's your water.
This is a song about...
Too late.
Well, I always say it's a song about bad habits. So that must be what it's about.
Anybody got any
of
those?
No one here has bad habits. There's no way.
Ooh, I like that. She found a man, glued a shaker to his hand. Hired a photographer, called herself a band, and it was okay for 6 or 7 days. Everybody paid what they could. It was good until the day the proofs came back. She looked angry, he looked sad, so she fired the photographer and said, let's go to bed, and it was all right. For 6 or 7 nights, they held each other so damn tight that their skin got thin and it nearly wore. You swear you'll never do it again. You swear you'll never do it again. And then you go, whoops, you did it again. She called her friends, said, I'm closer to the edge than I have ever been before. And for the moment, let's pretend that it's a year ago. Today you'll tell me everything's okay, 'cause I'm tearing out my hair tonight. And if I jump, I might just float. Was not half as empty as she thought. She wandered room to room like the child that time forgot. And I remember how she made me feel ashamed, but I miss her anyway. And I whisper every day, come back to me. I am waiting, honestly, I am alone. There's no one home, you'd be as scary as you please. It just takes a light to flicker once or twice. Right, that's right. I'm right, right where I'm supposed to be. That's when you see nothing could be strong enough to preserve this. And time's telling itself not to be so damn conservative. The world doesn't end when we do it again. And guess what?
What?
The world doesn't end. It doesn't end. It does not end. And here I am, loading elephant skin, making lists of everything. I am never as dependable as I intend to be. If I haven't called you back, it's 'cause my ship is under.
Yeah.
I swear I'll never do it again. I swear I'll never do it again.
Thank you. Thank you to Christina and Savannah for making more of that song than 15 years ever did.
Oh, that's so fun. 20 it's my
years,
favorite.
Right? I made that number up. It was 20 years.
You wrote that when you were...
Well, it might be 15. For sure it's 15.
For sure 15. Cool. How's everyone doing? We're doing okay? Like, you don't have to cheer, but like, do you know what I mean?
Does anyone need anything?
Yeah, I really do want to just know. Anyone have any questions?
I dropped your water over here, by the
Thank
way.
You. Nobody wants to know anything. I guess we're not that intriguing. That. Maybe we're just open books.
I want to acknowledge Bruce. Oh! I want to acknowledge Bruce Kaufman, who's here tonight. And Bruce used to have me come when I was very young, sing at his, the Starbucks that he was working at.
Music at the Bucks.
Music nice. At the Bucks. Music at the Bucks.
Making bucks at the Bucks.
I don't remember making bucks, but I probably made a few.
A couple?
Wasn't about that.
It was about the coffee. Yeah.
It was about the, yeah, it was about the coffee. But
I'm just kidding.
He's way more than that.
He's a legend.
Yeah, community legend, curator, organizer, poet. Yeah, legend. Yeah.
Wanda, what's your question?
Yeah, you could, we should applaud. I agree.
What happens when you're not a trio? Like, you all have your own solo.
No.
Going
not quite.
Yes.
Or if you have other groups.
We all have other endeavors, for sure.
Why don't you field yours, you field yours.
Okay. I play here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. In a solo capacity for the most part, but occasionally I have guests join me. In fact, today these lovely ladies came as a bit of a rehearsal. And it's just a very silly vibe. We talk a lot. We ask questions. Sabrina comes all the time. You know, you can attest to the vibe being silly. There's a marker and paper usually, and people can draw and... Someone, this is an old French man named Claude, and he always brings cookies. And he comes every single week. He's been coming every single week for 2 years. I've been doing it for 2 years, and he's been here every week. So I do that. I play all over the place. I'm Savannah Shea Music on Instagram if you want to see what I'm up to in different groups. And we're playing at the Skeleton Park Festival on the Saturday at 2 p.m. So if you want to come out for 2 p.m., I will also be there on the Sunday, accompanying an amazing artist named Yaro at 3 p.m. So I'll be there all weekend, yeah.
That's fun. Yeah. I sing regularly with in a James Taylor Carol King show called You've Got a Friend. And I don't know when our next gig is because I'm really bad at that kind of thing.
Ask your mom.
Yes, my mom's here tonight. And if you would like to know when I'm performing, please give her your email address and you'll be added to a list. But I'm warning you, you'll get emails from her. Not incessantly, but in a useful way. And I also sing with a Motown group called Heatwave.
Heatwave.
And we're playing at the RCHA on June 1st. You can get tickets for that.
Remember that one.
And we're playing a fundraiser. It's in Perth, but it's a fundraiser for the Stuart Park Music Festival at the Crystal Palace on the 8th of June, and that would be a great one to come to.
Heatwave.
If you're in that area. Heatwave is, yeah, yes. And Christina and I also are developing a children's show, which is about 45 minutes long, and we have...
We've done it once.
We've done it once, and we will do it again.
We'll do it again.
We'll do it again.
Ooh.
That's a good habit.
Yeah.
That's kind of my, you know...
And then, I'll tell you that I work with children. I sing and dance with children on the daily. I even have one of my moms here who comes with her baby.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah. So, yes, early childhood music development is my favorite. And I also have, like, the opposite schedule of that with, like, a rock band that plays at the Toucan every time the lead singer comes to town and... creates chaos. So two different hemispheres happening. And then
we're the middle.
These three to balance it all out.
Yeah.
Oh, these three definitely balance out my shit as well.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, thank goodness. My gosh. Anyway, we're gonna hit you hard with a heavy duty one right now.
Oh yeah.
No pressure. I did not write this. In fact, I never remember who did. Do you guys know?
No.
Great. It's called... Well, the words are like carrying through. Calling my children home. Here you go. Those lives were mine to love and cherish, to guard and guide along life's way. Oh, God forbid that one should perish, that one, alas, should go astray. Back in the years with all together, around the place we'd romp and play. So lonely now, I oftentimes wonder, oh, will they come back home someday? Songs that I sing all the time, like that one just now. Ooh, that one, that hit me. Did you guys go to a different place there?
Yeah.
Cool. So yeah, home. Home. I don't know if you guys even know this, but I went to university for creative writing.
Nope. Didn't know that.
Poetry and prose. And
No wonder you're so good.
I was 17 and scared and alone, and my poetry teacher took us to an art gallery, said, pick a painting, write a poem about that painting. And this painting was just lines, horizontal lines, but to me it looked like lines on a highway, on a road. And all I wanted to do was go home. I just wanted to go home. I was a kid, and I just wanted to, like, go home. And I seriously have not stopped writing about home or singing about home ever since. So, I mean,
The great home.
Maybe. All the home. Mm. So thanks to that poetry teacher, I dropped out.
You're like, you went home.
Today. And I went home. I'm going back. And so I wrote songs.
Amazing.
And here I am. This is about all my friends leaving home.
You got your paper dollar.
For you. Thank you. Thank you, Wanda, for having us.
Yeah.
It's been such a pleasure. What a treat again.
Yeah,
like,
thank you for your poetry.
Yeah, the idea of being read to as an adult outside is just, oh, it's good. It's really good. Can't beat that. Do you want us to talk about your song?
Oh, I'd be curious as to what you would say.
I don't know.
All right, this is a song called Father's Garden, and I wrote it at a time when I had a family member going through something challenging, and the purpose of it, I guess, was to send healing to my family, but then also heal something within me, and then it kind of turned into the thing I say about it. As a songwriter, you develop a thing you say about, this poem is about, or sorry, oh Freudian slip.
Whoa.
This song is about blah, blah, blah. Like, you have a little catchphrase for every song, and you play them over and over again. And the catchphrase for this song is, this is a song about treating people with kindness because you don't know what they're going through. But really, it's about softness and moving gently through the world. And my father has created a beautiful garden. I moved back in with my parents recently. I got evicted, so I'm living with my parents again. Thank you. It's actually been unexpectedly beautiful.
Nice.
And my dad has made, when we moved in, I moved into this house when I was 5 years old, and my dad planted like probably 20 trees on the property, and now they're all, you know, they're like this thick around. And he's made this whole forest, and there's like every morning there's a bird feeder, and there's all kinds of birds you could imagine. And we have a skunk living on our porch, which is not, it makes me a little nervous.
But you have to be kind to it because you don't know what it's going
through. That's true. And there'll be ducks will come and sit in the grass. Yeah, I see what you're saying. I missed that because I was nervous about the skunk emotionally in that moment. So it's just, it brings a lot of creatures in. So it's like this sort of this safe harbor for life and for me, which I feel very lucky to have. And so, yeah, the sort of refrain is, be as father in the garden, a
carpenter.
A carpenter and a welcome harbor. Yeah, maybe I grew up with some religious affiliations. Father, carpenter, I don't know. What do you want from
garden.
Me?
Garden.
It's all there. Alright.
This is fine. Not to mention the skunk.
The skunk. The classic skunk story from the Bible we all know and love.
Mm-hmm.
This is on Spotify. Everywhere you get your music, you can listen to it.
Pain is made for whose fortunate enough to fall in love. Mother takes the weight from you, shows you carpenter and a welcome harbor.
Shay.
I'm Anna Sudak.
I'm Christina Foster. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Foster, Shay, and Sudak. That was great.
Thank you.
It was fun. There's lots of love. There's also like an element of danger. Was there going to be an electrocution? Hopefully not. It was great.
Thanks.
So I'm just going to speak briefly here. And I'll turn it over to Wanda. I myself just want to say thanks very much, Chris, Phil, as well as the wonderful group that just performed. It's been a wonderful evening, and thank you all for attending. That was great. We did have a young fellow who wanted to step out, but he wanted to contribute real money. So I'm going to try very hard to make sure it goes from here to there. And if you feel like that young fellow, that you also want to see more events like this and help support some of these artists, it would be so, so appreciated if you put a little something in that box right there. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joshua. I'll just say a few closing words. I'm just so happy to have you all here for this third event. And I'm just always so impressed and surprised at what happens at these events, bringing poets and musicians together and just all the different audiences and people who come. And I just loved, I loved your performance, Savannah, Anna, and Christina. And I love that you brought in the Q&A with the poets, because I think that's such a, those were great questions. And I don't know if poets always think about what kind of reaction they want, or at least we don't talk about it as much. But anyway, it was such a great event. Thank you all for coming out. I don't know when the next one will be, likely in the fall, but there will be more, there'll be lots of advance notice, and I hope you can all join us, and hopefully it will be here at Musiki, inside, maybe. Okay, thank you.
And you just heard in the second hour, and you just heard her too, Wanda Pramsma's Driftline series, the musical portion of that event in this hour with Christina Foster, Savannah Shay, Anna Sudak, billing themselves as Foster, Shay, and Sudak, performing. You heard them perform both original works and covers. And you heard Joshua Brennan MC both hours. Again, that was held at Musiki, and which you also heard them talk about. We are getting, crowding actually 54 minutes after 5 o'clock, and so we're getting very close to the end of the show today. First of all, I'd like to thank all of you out there for tuning in to both hours of the show today, and my thanks as well, again, to Wanda Pramsma for envisioning and coordinating and then organizing this wonderful newish, 6 months old now, and the third installment of it, poetry and music event begun, I believe, was in February. And that event was at Musiki as well. And my thanks again to poets Chris Turnbull and Phil Hall. And again, to the musicians, Christina Foster, Savannah Shay, and Anna Sudak, for sharing their time and their work, and as well to Joshua for emceeing the event. It was, I had a lot of fun there that evening. You have been listening to Finding a Voice here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We are located in Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. My name is Bruce. I'm here every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 o'clock. We do stream live online as well at www.cfrc.ca. And I don't want to forget, like I did at the end of the first hour, just my usual mention that Both hours of this show are uploaded to my personal blog space for it at Finding a Voice on CFRCFM.wordpress.com. They do remain there for 3 years, and I usually get those uploaded just before 7 o'clock. That's about the time I get home and get everything kind of queued up and able to do that. And I will mention, too, that coming right up at the top of the hour, please stay tuned for 2 hours of East Coast music in a show called Saltwater Music that's hosted by Rob Carnell. You'll find that right at the top of the hour. And I've got a few messages to take us there. I hope you all have a great week, and I'll catch you here next week.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast of Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. in Atlantic and 7:30 in Newfoundland.
Mom, come look, there's a bird. Oh no, most windows are too clear to see through, so birds think they can just fly right through.
You can put up window stickers, stained glass, or many other hangable options on your windows so birds will know it's not see-through.
If you see any hurt birds, call SPWC at 613-354-0264.
This message was brought to you by the students of St. Marguerite Bourgeois Catholic School and Sandy Pines Wildlife Center.
Because your new best friend is waiting for you at the Kingston Humane Society. The Kingston Humane Society is a nonprofit animal organization founded in 1884 that is supported solely by the community, receiving no government funding to assist in their mission of caring for injured, abused, and homeless animals, with the goal of creating families and homes for the animals. They are the only open shelter in the region, accepting every animal brought to them with compassion, respect, and humane assistance. If you want to donate to help these animals find their best friends, or if you're interested in finding the new love of your life, please visit KingstonHumaneSociety.ca. Everyone just needs a little love.
Are you representing yourself in family court? The Queen's Family Law Clinic helps people with low income who cannot afford lawyers. The clinic assists self-representing family court litigants by completing their documents, helping them negotiate the family court process, and referring them to other family justice resources. Services include applications and motions for things such as custody, access, and child support, and assistance completing a wide range of court forms. Visit the Queen's Family Law Clinic online at queenslawclinics.ca or call them at 613